Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in your relationships, but never quite getting that refill? Like you're a human Wi-Fi hotspot always broadcasting, but struggling to charge your own battery? We've all been there, right? Today we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, those invisible lines that define our personal space and protect our emotional well-being. Trust me, learning to set healthy boundaries is like leveling up your relationship game. It's about creating a dynamic where both you and the other person feel respected, supported, and genuinely happy. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kind of serious, right? But hear me out. Boundaries aren't about building walls or becoming emotionally distant. They're more like fences, guiding energy in a positive direction, creating space for both individuals to thrive. Think of it this way. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and start rearranging your furniture without asking, would you? Relationships deserve the same level of respect. So, what are some key takeaways when it comes to setting healthy boundaries in relationships? Buckle up, because we're about to unlock a treasure trove of wisdom. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know your own needs and values. What makes you tick? What drains your energy? What are your non-negotiables? Spend some time reflecting on these things. Journaling, meditation, or even just chilling with a good cup of tea can help. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you've got that self-awareness dialed in, it's time to communicate your boundaries. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and assertive, but respectful. Think I statements like, I feel overwhelmed when I receive constant texts outside of work hours. Could we agree on a specific time to connect? It's about finding that sweet spot between expressing your needs and respecting the other person's perspective. 3. Set realistic expectations. Remember, you can't control other people's actions, only your own responses. Setting boundaries doesn't mean forcing someone to change. It's about protecting yourself from things that negatively impact you. Don't expect instant perfection. It takes time and patience for both parties to adjust. 4. Enforce consistently. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. If someone repeatedly crosses your boundaries, it's time to step in. Calmly reiterate your needs and, if necessary, disengage from the situation. It might feel awkward at first, but consistency builds trust and shows that you're serious about respecting yourself. 5. Seek support when needed. Setting boundaries isn't always easy, especially when dealing with challenging people or situations. Don't be afraid to reach out for support. A trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even an online community can offer valuable guidance and encouragement. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's constantly bombarded with requests from friends and clients outside of work hours. She feels drained and overwhelmed, but struggles to say no because she's afraid of appearing unavailable or selfish. One day, she decides to experiment with setting boundaries. She blocks personal calls after 7 p.m., sets specific times for checking emails, and politely declines non-essential tasks. To her surprise, things start to shift. She feels more energized, focused, and confident. Her relationships actually improve because she's more present and engaged when she does connect with people. The key takeaway? Setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating space for healthy, fulfilling connections. So, remember, you deserve to feel respected, supported, and fulfilled in your relationships. Take these insights, weave them into your daily life, and watch those connections blossom. And don't forget, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little boundary-boosting magic. Leave a review. Tell me your stories on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. See ya in the next episode of The Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.